speak and talk to y'all this morning. What a blessing it is. It's amazing. Yeah, I just grew up so much in this church, baptized right up here in this, and this baptism. It's just an amazing thing to be back here. What a blessing it is. And I was sitting back there too. I just noticed one of the messages that you just wanted was up here on the wall. And truly, it's an amazing thing how God works like that. You know, even see things like that until you sit back. But so I want to start off this morning in our message, as always, with a few jokes. A few jokes kind of stuck out to me. As I was reading along, it says, this one here, it says, a Sunday school teacher asked her children on the way to service, and why is it necessary to be quiet in church? One little girl replied, because people are sleeping. So, maybe I won't bore y'all to death this morning. But one more this morning, it says, the title of this one is, My Dad Makes Big Money. It says, three boys are in a schoolyard bragging about their fathers. The first boy says, my dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper and he calls it a poem. They give him $50. Second boy says, that's nothing. My dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper and calls it a song. They give him $100. The third boy says, I got you both beat. My dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper and calls it a sermon and takes eight people to collect all the money. That's pretty funny right there. What a blessing. Anyway, it's good to laugh. Good to start off with a good laugh this morning. Our text this morning will be coming from James 3. The text of James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. 1 through 12. James 3, 1 through 12. Find your way to Hebrews in the New Testament. Scroll just to the right, you'll find James. James 3, verses 1 through 12. James speaking here. And the word of the Lord reads, chapter 3, verses 1, it says, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For many things we offend all. If any man offend not in the word, the same is perfect man, and also is able to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth in great things. Behold, how great a matter of a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire in a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that defileth the whole body, and setteth on the fire the course of nature, and it set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and serpents, and things the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed to mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men. We are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doeth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? And last verse here, can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive and berries, either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Let's pray. Lord, what a blessing it is again to be here, Lord, in your house, to be able to stand before your congregation, Lord, to preach your word. Lord, I pray you speak wholly through me, Lord, none of my lips, but all from you. Hide me behind the cross, Lord. Lord, that the cross is that we believe in you, Lord. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for dying for us, Lord. And we thank you for all you do. We thank you, Lord, this morning that in the Sunday school, Lord, no matter how overwhelmed we get, Lord, that there may be people in here who are going through some hard times, but Lord, yet they're still here wanting to listen to you and serve you, and they're not giving up. I just thank you for the people you brought here this morning, Lord, that they will attend unto your words and listen, Lord, and let it be a light unto their paths. And we just thank you and praise you again. In your holy name we do pray. Amen. I want to speak this morning on a title of message called Small Things Matter. Small Things Matter. There's a lot you can really, through James chapter 1, or chapter 3, verses 1 through 12, there's a lot of different sermons you can preach in this specific text. But I want to look at something again called Small Things Matter. This kind of just came to me. I think this was Tuesday. I was on top of a roof. As most of you know, I pressure wash and soft wash. And this particular job I took on was to soft wash the roof and then cool seal the roof. Now, I've cool sealed many trailers in my past. It's never been that big of an issue. But this particular roof used to be a chicken house, and they converted it to a house. Therefore, you know, when you build chicken houses, they're just the trusses, no plywood. You just throw some tin on there. And so obviously there were screw holes and there was leaks everywhere for this lady's house, and she just wanted it cool sealed. So I let her know, I said, I've never cool sealed actual tin before, but I'm assuming it's the same process as a trailer. So I got up there and got done washing, and the next day I got up there and started rolling out the cool seal, and it just got hot. I'm talking about it was hot. And I'm like, what am I even doing? Like, I done took on way too much. This is too much on me. So the end of the day came around, I didn't even got half the roof done, and I bid this job out to be done in 2 days. And I was like, man, this is whipping me. You know, so I kind of just set my brush down and walked to the other side of the roof, and it was already about 4 o'clock, and I just kind of just sat down and just, I was tired, very tired. And I got to hearing, as we all hear every day, I got hearing these crickets. And it was like so loud, it was just deafening, it was so loud. And it amazes me, it's like, how can such a small insect make such a loud noise? Man, it was so loud. And then you get a band of them together, and it's like, man, it's just overwhelming. You know, I was like, man, that's awesome right there. Then it struck me in James chapter 3, you know, such little small things like a tongue can control so many things. Such little things in life, little problems, things that we think are little in our life can amount to be so big. Now I got to thinking, we as people in the world seem so small, but can make such a big difference for God and for Jesus Christ. And just through that, I was like, man, thank you, Lord. You know, thank you for doing that. And then through that, I also gained is I wouldn't assume taking on a big cool seal job like that ever again. So I learned my lesson through that. So I encourage you, if you want a cool seal job on a big tin roof, don't call me. Just call me for the trailers, just the trailers. All right, but again, we live in a world this morning that tends to measure things by size. We think bigger means better, or we think that the biggest house is the best, the biggest truck is the best. Oh, that's the biggest church. Well, that's the best right there. We want to go to that. But we always assume the biggest thing must be the most important, but the Bible teaches us that it's very different, that sometimes the small things can have the greatest impacts, that sometimes the small things can have enormous consequences. A tiny spark, as we just seen, can burn down a whole entire forest. Something so small can become so big. A small crack in foundations, just like building houses, can become so big and can crumble a whole entire house. A small amount of poison can contaminate the biggest amount of water and kill everything that's in it. One small decision can possibly change the direction of an entire life. And then we see that even through our entire lives, if you see probably even through your family, that one small word can just set the whole thing off. Small things mean such a big thing this morning. One small act of obedience can become a testimony that affects generations to come. One small gift can mean everything to a person. You can be greater in God's eyes and have great amounts given by people who have plenty, but in reality, God loves the true small things. They matter. James 3 teaches us that small does not mean it's insignificant. James chooses one of the smallest members of the body. He chooses the tongue. And he says it's full of powerful things. We can control what we say. We can say things we don't mean, and it can have lasting effects on people in their entire life. Such a small member can mean such a big thing. James says in James chapter 3, verse 5, it says, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter of a little fire kindleth. Now this morning the message is not just on controlling your tongue, but I want you to focus on the fact that in our life, little things mean such a big thing, whether it's good or bad. We are a little part of the world, but can do so much for God. I think sometimes, even me personally, I think I'm just one little small person in the world. What does telling one person about Jesus going to do? Well, it can do great things. You tell one person, that person tells the next person, that third person tells the next person, and it goes, and next thing you know, what little small you think you were becomes saving of many. One little small church in the backwoods of a country can be way better than these big churches that's just making all this money, doing all these great things. Yeah, they may be doing great things for God, and that's awesome, that's great, but they may not be. But we tend to think the big things make the most difference. But the Bible teaches that a lot of small things can mean such a great thing in life. And I love that. I love that James understands that and knows that and teaches that to us here in this message. He says, don't underestimate the small things. The tongue is small, but it can start a major war. It can destroy someone's reputation. I think sometimes I know it's a lot myself. It's like I get in arguments and disobeyments and disagreements with my parents and my fiance and people that are around me. I think it's just something small, but you know, it's stuff like that can last a long time. And it starts off by just something so little, but it can be so big. That's why I must watch it and be controlled. The tongue is small, but it can discourage a child. You can discourage your children with just one little small part of your body. It can tear apart a marriage. It can divide a church. You know, I think it's so crazy, even the small things. I've seen churches in the past divide over what color the carpet is. I mean, come on now. Something so small can tear apart something so big. And it's crazy what color the pulpits are. What color the pews are. It's crazy that something so little can control something so great. But not only that, but it can also encourage somebody who's ready to quit. Your tongue is small, but it can tell somebody about Jesus. Just like this morning we learned about being overwhelmed when you're at your point in your life where you're about to quit, or somebody else, you can see it, they're just about to quit, they're about to just give up. That one little small part can be such a major difference in our life. Like, what could possibly telling somebody about Jesus, I mean, it could save somebody's life. It definitely does save somebody's life. One little just, hey man, God loves you, God blesses you. That could be the difference in that person going to heaven or going to hell. Just that little small thing. What an amazing thing that is. It's small, but it can tell somebody about Jesus. But that same little tongue that can destroy, it can also build. James 3 isn't just about learning to watch what we say. And that's not really what I want to keen on this morning, but it's about understanding the power of truly these small things. James here, a little background about James and what the Scripture truly means. It says James is writing to Christians who were scattered abroad. Throughout his letter, he is concerned with something very important. True faith ought to produce a changed life. James isn't interested in Christianity that only exists in words, but he wants to know what the faith does. In just a few chapters before this, he talks about being doers of the word and not hearers only. And then in chapter 2, he teaches us about the faith without works is dead. Then he gets to this part of how small things matter. Why? Because what comes out of us reveals what's inside of us. A person can dress like a Christian, carry a Bible, go to church, sing these songs, shout amen, glory to God. But yet eventually what's inside our hearts, the small things that well up inside of us, come out to the mouth and truly reveals who we are. Jesus said in Matthew 12, verse 34, O generations of viper, how can ye, being evil, speak of good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. That one little thing that you think you know out of your heart, it speaketh. That tongue can become a window into the heart. And that's why James takes something so small and makes such a big issue out of it. If you will, look back to verse 4 where it says here, Behold, let's do 3 and 4. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth so they may obey us, and we turn them out of their whole body. Ain't that something else? One little small thing can control that whole entire horse. Chapter 4, it says, Behold, also the ships. I mean, verse 4, which though they be so great are driven with fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm. See, if James was only just talking about just the tongue here and just about watch what you say, he probably wouldn't include these things. He included these things because he wants you to see the importance of what small things truly do and how big and how vast they can make a big difference in life. This morning, I just want to point out 3 things on this subject of small things matter, and then we'll be done. Point 1, small things can control great things. And again, we see that verses 3 through 5, but we'll read that again. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us and turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great are driven fierce winds, yet they turn about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Even so, the tongue is a little member. It makes great things. Even so, a horse's bit is so little. It turns about a whole body. It's a great thing. And then even though the ships are so large, we control that. Little hymns control that big ship where it goes. So my point is, James' point is that these little things, they make such a big difference. Sometimes we think, oh, it's just small sentences that we say. But they can be such an enormous effect. It's just a little bit of God, but a little bit of God can go such a long way. And then even the opposite of that is true. Sayings like, you're worthless, or you'll never amount to anything, I don't love you, or I wish you'd never been born, or you can't do anything right. Sometimes we just think they're just small. They're just words. Words that we just say just because we want to. But words like that, people can carry those words for a lifetime and remember that. Again, remember, you have the power to do. God's not just going to just hold you back and control you and make you do whatever He wants you to do. Remember, we have the power to do whatever we want to do. To serve God, to not serve God. I encourage you to follow God and trust God, but these small things, like just a little tongue, just you think you're a small part in this world, truly go and just give God everything that you got. It don't matter if it's such a small part. I don't want to get too ahead of my lesson, but we'll get to a few places in the Bible where there was a few people, a few widows who just gave everything they had. They dropped an offering plate. That's all I had. A bunch of rich people in there dropping everything they got. I mean, not everything, just dropping just big sums of money because they got it. But Jesus recognized that little small thing was all she had. It was small, but so great to Jesus. So great and so powerful. But again, your words can determine direction. If you constantly speak negatively, you'll begin to create a negative environment. If you constantly criticize people, the people eventually they'll just stop listening. If you constantly complain about things, you'll become blind to your blessings. I think me personally, I can say that. I think there's a lot of times in my life I think things are small and I complain about every little thing. Even though it may be small, I just complain about it. And then I just, again, like we spoke about this morning, I get blind to the blessings that God has truly provided for me. Those small things all just wound up, and then all of a sudden I'm just cluttered over with the bad things in my life and not truly seeing what God wants for me. But if you speak encouragement, truth, and grace and faith, your words can point people in the right direction this morning. Proverbs 18, verse 21 says this, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." We notice and say that the Bible doesn't say death and life are in the power of your hands. It says in your tongue. Again, not really keening on what you say this morning, but kind of keen on that small things, whether it be words or whether it be your small role in such a big life, means so much. But it's just how important something small can be. I think that if it's just one comment, one joke, I think I joke around with people, I think, a little too much, and I get in trouble with that with my fiance about joking and this and that. I have to say I probably get that from my dad. But anyway, but just we think these things are small and things, but sometimes little small things, a lot of people take that stuff serious, and it can be big, even when we think it's not very big. So be careful, because great things can come from little things. One little spark can start a great fire. But one little word can also make a great restoration. So before you speak, I would ask yourself, you know, is this going to build or destroy this person's relationship with God? Is this going to help their relationship, or is it going to hurt their relationship? Is this going to be someone who can point him towards God or her towards God or farther away from Jesus Christ? I think even sometimes we just think that maybe I can just take one look or one peek or one little compromise, one little small thing, one little thought, one little secret, one little temptation to be okay. And then we say, you know, it's not that big of a deal. It doesn't really matter. It's just one small thing. But these things are big. 1 Corinthians 5:6 says, "Your glorifying is not good. Know you not that a little leaven," here he is, little again, "leaven, leaveneth the whole lump." Paul says here in 1 Corinthians that even a little leaven, a leaven is small, means you don't have to put a tremendous amount into the dough. Just a little bit works its way through the entire lump. Just a little bit of sin in somebody's life, in your life, can just ruin the whole batch. You ever heard the saying, one apple ruins the whole batch? One little small part can ruin everything else. So again, just like this morning, I encourage you to be around the right people, be around doing the right things, because one little temptation, one little thing, can be something that really just makes a great thing and something that's not good for God. So again, Paul uses this picture for sin. Sin often starts as small, and that's one of Satan's greatest strategies, is he rarely walks up to someone and says, "You know what, just destroy your entire life today. Let's get it over with. Just destroy it all." But he just says, "One little drink, we'll be all right. You'll be fine. One little lie, be all right." I think something that I could never get out of my head for a long time is that I had this person, and I still listen to him here and there, still talk to them, still all these things, but their main objective that they had, something in the Bible, was it was okay to drink. And they were like, "Yeah, it's okay to do this. It's okay, you know, to have that. Just, the Bible says just don't get drunk. Don't do that." And to me, I'm like, okay, that's what the first drunk probably ever said. One little drink would be okay. And then it just spirals into meaning more and more and more. So again, my point is, those little things are what the devil's going to try to tempt you with. Small things, just one little look. One little look would be okay. David thought one little look would be okay. Then he ended up killing somebody after that. And it just ended up being, it's just disastrous. After one little thing can make into something so great. We say it's not a big deal, but again, sin doesn't have to be big to be dangerous. It can be just one little small thing. One little tiny little thing. Something that's interesting is a termite is tiny compared to an entire house. But termites don't really have to destroy the whole house in one day. They work secretly, just gnawing away, small things, little at a time, little at a time, and eventually the whole thing just collapses. So one little small thing can be the difference of a big thing. That's how sin works. Again, Solomon is a perfect example. Solomon didn't wake up one morning and he just decided, well, hey, I'm going to destroy my entire relationship with God. I'm going to ruin the whole thing and get it over with. It happened through compromise, after one compromise, one little small compromise, one little small yes to this there, one little small yes to that there. And then the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 4, for it came to pass when Solomon was old that the wives turned away his heart after other gods. So the little small little compromises, okay, yeah, it's fine. You can be my wife. You can be my wife. Solomon had a lot of wives. And then guess what? Those wives turned him away from his one true God that he's supposed to have been following, the one that gave him that true wisdom. And he was going toward other gods again. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord, his God, as was the heart of David, his father. So again, Solomon's downfall didn't just happen all at once. It trickled on, it trickled on. We think about David and Bathsheba. That didn't just happen all at once. It kind of just trickled and trickled on down, and he ended up killing a man in a line of duty. Things in the Bible we see don't just happen all at once. It happens through little small compromises that were made. Eventually becomes something drastically and something big. So a little bitterness can become hatred. A little jealousy can just become envy. Now a little pride can eventually become to rebellion. A little compromise can weaken testimony, or a little neglect can damage your prayer life. Just a little distance from God can eventually become a great difference, a distance. These little things, just these little things. And that's why the Bible says, the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15, take us, the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Notice the Bible didn't call them, or calls them, little foxes. Little. Bible mentions little so much. So many little things can compromise so many great things. Because sometimes the things that damage the vineyards aren't the enormous things that everybody notices, that everybody sees, but it's those little things that they're small that nobody thinks matters, that nobody seems to notice. Again, it's funny how we see that the devil doesn't just come at you with just, you know what, just sin and go against God today. He just, every day, he comes at you little by little, little by little. And then you find yourself listening to music you never thought you'd listen to, until you find yourself listening to ungodly people you thought you'd never listen to, and eventually just doing all the watching movies you never thought you'd watch, and there's little compromises after that, until eventually you're so far away from God that you have no idea where you left off at, because it starts something little and it becomes so great. And it's just, and it's crazy of things like that that happen. So don't play around with something that Jesus died to save you from. Don't protect the little sin because you think it's too small to matter. Don't let one little compromise become a giant stronghold this morning, because a little leaven can affect the whole lump. Point number two this morning, small things can make a great difference. If you will, go to Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10. I'm sure most people know this. Chapter 4, verse 10. It says here, for who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet, even in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole earth. So I love that question right there. It says, for who hath despised the day of small things? It says, they are the times when we look at what we're doing and we think, hey, it's not much. I'm not doing enough, or it's just one person. You know, it's really not much. But it can make such a big difference, Zechariah says. My talent's not very big. Even for me, I think that, you know what, even my talent's not very big. That, you know, maybe I can't speak the best. Maybe I can't, I'm just doing my best. I'm just giving small things. But at the end of the day, the influence can be very great for Jesus Christ. That maybe you think your gift isn't much. You may think that your gift of playing the piano isn't much, or doing singing isn't much, but I can tell you right now, just from experience, just the last other, what was it, Wednesday night or Sunday? I think it was Wednesday night. Our piano player didn't show up, and we think it's just such a small gift, and she didn't get to make it because she had some issues with another family member. And it's like, we really found out what we sound like without the piano player. It's like, man, we need that piano player. You know, such a small part makes such a big difference. It's like, man, we got up there and getting ready to sing, and we didn't know where to start because we ain't got no piano. You know, but it's just, well, we got it going and started singing and got going with it. But it just, it means it, because you got a big church, but yet such a small part of playing the piano. It means a great thing. And those little talents can make such a big thing. And that's why I encourage you this morning, even if you think you're such a small person in the world, you can do great things. Think about like ants. They're such small. They're very small. Can't really, you know, we don't see them doing much until you're looking on a sidewalk and all of a sudden an ant's carrying a piece of bread about as big around as this top. Like, how in the world? These small, and then they all get together and you'll see a big old ant bed. They'll be this tall. You go over and kick it down. Like, man, ants. And the next day they all get together and that thing's just as tall as it was before. And it's crazy. But a picture of that is, they can be so small, but all together. We can be so small, but all together in the congregation, we can shout God to the rooftops, and we can get God out there so far. And man, we can just do so great things. Even though we think it's so small, we can do so great of things. So this morning, if you're thinking, reading your Bible, you're just thinking, hey, I can't do much. It's so small. Keep doing it, because those small things mean so much. Even if it's a small part in your Bible, read it in the morning. Read it. Oh, it's so small. I ain't got much time. I only got 10 minutes. Take that 10 minutes to read it. Take that 5 minutes. It may be small, but the Lord loves that time with you. So small things, they matter. Again, so God doesn't measure the way things that man does. God uses small things. God helped a small shepherd boy named David to defeat Goliath. He could have used the biggest person in the world to defeat Goliath. Matter of fact, he could have just rained down fire and killed him right then if he wanted to. But God, you know what? I'm going to use somebody small to show I can do great and powerful things. And we see that through Zacchaeus. Such a small man. Very small man. And all he wanted to do, he didn't have just a measure to meet Jesus and shake his hand. He just said, I just want to just see Jesus. I just want to just see him. He just had such a simple and small request. I just want to just see the Lord. And then from that little small request, he got to meet the Lord. Not only that, but the Lord said, let's go back to your house. Let's go back in. I want to fellowship with you. I want to learn from you. And Zacchaeus wanted to learn from him. What an amazing thing that is. But again, going back to David, he didn't have a sword. He didn't have an appearance of a warrior. He was a small statue of a man. He had 5 smooth stones is all he had. And then 1 stone was in the hand of someone who trusted God was enough. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 47. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not the sword and spear, but for the battle is the Lord's. The stone was small, but the God that was behind the stone was great. And God used a small amount of oil. In 2 Kings, verse 4, a widow has a desperate need. And Elisha asked her what she had in her house, and she answered. In 2 Kings, verse 4, chapter 4, verse 2, it says, and she said, thine handmaid hath only anything in the house save a pot of oil. Just a little pot. Small. She almost dismissed all of what she had because it seemed so small. But God took what she had and multiplied it. Sometimes we say we don't have enough. God says, give me what you do have. We think about the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Everybody knows that. God fed 5,000 people. Actually, more than that. It says 5,000 men, not including the women and children that were there. So, you know, with those, we're probably looking at almost 10,000 people, roughly, if you count per wife with each man. And that's amazing that God can do that. But God can take those small things and make such a great and powerful thing with that. And how awesome that is. And what we do as Christians is we underestimate how powerful I think sometimes God truly is and how He can do those things with small things. We just think that we're so small in the world, we don't know what God can do with us. But, you know, God can do great things with you. You could be that one little small witness to somebody at work who's really struggling, going through a hard time. You may think it may not mean much, but to them and to God, it means everything. And what an amazing thing that is. Again, going back to the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Just a little boy. Again, a little boy, small boy, had 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. It didn't seem like enough to feed thousands of people. What was in place in Jesus' hands, it became enough. So the lesson isn't that 5 loaves are enough. The lesson is whatsoever you place in Jesus' hands is more. That through Jesus Christ, it's more. That Jesus can give you something so small and it can be so accomplished to do great things. God uses small obedience that you don't really have to preach to thousands of people. You may only have one person. You know, I go to these small churches too and preach, and there's only, like 10 to 12 people in there, but God says, wherever two or three are gathered, I am there also. But those little small things make such a big difference, because there may only be one person in here that may need to hear what you have to say. But again, at the end of the day, that's one person that hears that word and may be closer to Jesus than what they were when they left. What a small impact that can make on such a great... It just seems so small, but it's so great to Jesus. If that wasn't the case, then Jesus told David to leave the 99 for that one. If that was the case. That one that he could just say, you know what, I think about what we would have done. We got 99 sheep and we're leading them and all that, and just one veers off. That's fine. We got 99 more. It's fine. It's just one little thing. No, God says, you go get that one little sheep. So this morning, God's telling you that if it's just one person that you got to witness to or preach to, God says, you go do that. It may be small, it may be little, but it can produce a great thing. So again, what if a person reaches 10 more? What if 10 reaches another 100 more? You don't know what God can do with one small act of obedience. So I encourage you, don't despise the small beginnings, because maybe you're starting small and that's okay. Maybe your ministry is small, just like, you know, ministry is small with me. I'm just speaking and doing what God's telling me to do. Maybe your Bible study is small right now. Maybe you're praying to God is small and you're starting out and learning. Maybe it is, but that's okay. Maybe only a few people may ever hear me preach, and that's okay. Because at the end of the day, God's going to do great things through that. God's going to do awesome and powerful things through that. Maybe we as Christians, I myself, don't feel like we have much to offer. Lord, I have so little to give. So little. But that's okay, because God gives you what all you need. God isn't asking to give what you don't have. He's asking to be faithful to what He has placed in your hands. And then kind of wrapping y'all up, I lied this morning. Didn't have 3 points, only had 2 points. But they're very powerful 2 points. But wrapping y'all up, the tongue is small. It can direct the life. It can start a fire. It can bless. It can curse. It can build. But then we also can do great and powerful things with that. So not only just trusting in God and doing the right thing, but just to be careful with everything too, because small things can lead to great things. And as we conclude out in James chapter 3, verse 10, it says, out of the same mouth proceedeth a blessing and a cursing. He said, my brethren, these things not ought so to be. That's the problem, because that's the same tongue that sings Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, can turn around and tear somebody apart in an instant. I take back, you know, just what I said last Sunday about, I know people who can be in church and singing glory to God, and then they just, you know, you go home and you start back arguing and bickering, and you use that little small thing that sung all these songs and said glory, glory to God, and then now you're arguing and bickering back and forth, and now you're, or we say you on Sunday you go to church, you sing glory to God, you do all these good things, and you go back to work on Monday, and that same little tongue, that same little bit of, no matter if it's a little bit of act of disobedience, just a little bit, just basically contradicts everything you heard on Sunday. Like, why do we do that as Christians? Why do we do that? You know, and then why do we just sit around at work when lost people are out here just messing their life up, and we think it's just small? We need to go to those people, whether it's small or not, and tell them about Jesus Christ. Because those small things matter, so great of a deal. So as we close, I want to close on just this right here, and if you will, just turn to it. This is the widow and the two mites, because Jesus is watching here, and there's many people giving offerings. And I just want to just touch on this. If you will, just take your Bibles, turn to Mark 12, verses 43 and 44. Actually, start in verse 41. Just turn here real quick. I just want to show something real quick to y'all, because it's very important. And something that Jesus has been showing and laying on my heart. Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. And we'll be done. It says, and Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich, says, cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. Again, here, two mites, this is the smallest amount of a coin you can get in those days. This is basically like throwing in for us two pennies. That's all she had. As I was doing my study, this was enough maybe to buy like a small piece of grain. Not even enough to even feed a baby child. That's all she had. Then it says, verse 43, and he called unto him his disciples and said unto them, verily I say unto you, this is Jesus speaking, that this poor widow hath cast in more in than all that was just cast into the treasury. For all they didn't cast in their abundance, but she, of all her want, did cast in everything she had, all of her living. So the amount was small here, but we see the sacrifice was great. that she cast in every single thing that she had. She'd done everything she could do for the Lord. That's all she had. And the Lord said, that's way more than what they're casting in. Because she's given with an abundance of the heart. And what a true and amazing thing that is. So this morning I pray that you just, no matter what you're going through, no matter if you think you're small in this world and can't make a big of a difference, you can. Then I encourage you, whether if you're just making small acts of sin, small acts of disobedience, I want to let you know that, hey, it can make a big difference. And it can be a bad thing. Because we may think something so small don't mean much, whether good or bad, it can mean everything. And I just pray this morning that the Lord lays that on your heart and you take that with you through the week and you know that through it all, that small things truly do matter. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you again for your word this morning. Lord, that you do so much for us, Lord. Lord, that you love us and care for us. And Lord, whether if it's small, Lord, we just overthink some things like this. We think that, Lord, waking up every day is just a small thing. That's just something that ought to happen. But Lord, we praise you for waking us up. We praise you for putting us clothes on our back and shoes on our feet, because that may seem like small things, but there's people everywhere, Lord, who can't even do that. And Lord, I pray we just don't take stuff like that for granted. I thank you for the churches you let us go, like we go to and that we serve and worship you, Lord. And I just pray that, again, you just help us to be small parts in such a great world that we can do great things for you. Lord, we just pray, keep everybody here safe. I continue to pray for this church as they do their pastor search, Lord, that they find the right person for you and truly seek your guidance, Lord, that you would keep this church together and keep them strong, and let them praise you through everything that they do. We ask all these things in your holy and precious name. Amen.